Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Coming
that
up.
Guy's nuts. That guy's unhinged, Carl.
No, man. I work with him every day. Hey, Falcon Report's on the way, coming up at 5 o'clock. We are also going to talk to our buddy Joe Patrick about our Braves. That was a little bit of the show yesterday as we were talking about. It's on his watch, you know, and I gave the example. A president comes in, whatever has happened is on the last guy's watch. What happens in the next 4 years is on his watch. You can't dissect a game and go, well, yeah, it happened, but it didn't happen. No, it happened. So that was Mike, you know, finally being fed up with all the things we had heard all day long, right, and going unhinged. But we will talk more about what we're talking about today, and that is the DNA of our franchise and this team and how it's seen in the makeup. And that's our poll question at Dukes and Bell 929. That is coming up, and we'll also hear more from Arthur Smith, who was on the radio station yesterday, right, with the coaches show. 5 o'clock tomorrow, by the way, we will talk to Arthur Smith for our weekly visit.
And just to do the postmortem on the unhinging there, yeah, yesterday we got the usual reaction after a loss to the Falcons. You know, half the fan base says Matt did nothing wrong, and half the fan base says it's all his fault. When obviously the truth lies in the middle, somewhere in the middle, right? And that's why I was losing my mind, because, you know, Matt throws three picks, two pick sixes. You know, you get a fan will text in, Carl, well, I believe that it was light refracted from Venus off of swamp gas, which got in Matt's eyes, forcing him to throw the football. There's always an excuse. So I just think at some point, let's just call it what it is. Any other quarter back in the league, you see that stat line, you go, what the hell just happened? Give me a freaking break.
And Matt wouldn't make an excuse either. I mean, here's the other part of it. It's not like after the game he went, yeah, you know, I don't remember it happening like that. He didn't say that.
Hey, and we'll ask Arthur Smith tomorrow about, like, how much of this was what Tampa was dictating as far as the routes, why there was really not a vertical passing game, all that stuff. But tomorrow about 5 o'clock.
All right, guys, find us 404-741-0929. We see all the great texts that come in, and again, wish we could respond to every one of you guys, but we see it, and we appreciate you guys participating in the show. Find us across all social media platforms. Let's talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
It is brought to you by our friends at Brightbox.
Yeah, man. B-R-I-T-E, BrightboxElectrical.com. Get the ultimate man cave, guys. Never worry about having the power go out. They can get a generator set up to run off natural gas. It's one of the many cool things they can do for your dojo. Go to BrightboxElectrical.com.
All right. As I see it right now, this will change, but there are three teams from the SEC that are top of the standings, right? I'm not going off the rankings. I'm just going off of what I've seen and what I think, Mike. Alabama, Georgia, I'm putting Texas A&M in there. The reason why is because Texas A&M gets Alabama in 2 weeks, okay? October 8th, we'll find out how good they are. They get them at home, but A&M has an 11-game win streak going back to last season. They're 3-0. Everybody's on the bandwagon.
But I can't see that quarterback beating Alabama.
Neither can I, Mike. And again, maybe they shock the world, but they're going to get their opportunity. And if it does happen, then Georgia, to me, it automatically becomes the best team in the SEC, and it gives us even more reason to think that the Dogs should get to the national championship or at least the college football playoff. But that's got to be determined. Then I see Oregon. Then I see Penn State. Those are the five teams that I've been impressed with here early on, Mike, as we talk about this season. It's not been Oklahoma. Their offense is blah. It's not been Ohio State. It's not been Notre Dame or Clemson. Offense, So those are the five teams right now. If you tell me who's got a real opportunity to be in the college football playoff 7, 8, 10 weeks from now, whatever it's going to be, Alabama, Georgia, A&M, that'll figure itself out. Oregon and Penn State. Now, Penn State schedule again, we'll see how that plays in the Big Ten, Mike, because they've got plenty of tough games in front of them as well.
Right. Well, one team, that again, how good is their defense? Maybe not as good as Alabama's, but Alabama's defense, I mean, you can run on them. Let's talk about Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss. They're hanging there at number 13 right now on the coaches' poll and every other poll, but they're 3-0. They've got the most dynamic offense, and guys always ask me, you know, well, who's the quarterback going to be next year? Well, right now, if you were going to ask me who's the quarterback I'd want if we were going to pick a quarterback, it's Matt Corral, I should say, from Ole Miss. He can move in the pocket like Joe Burrow and Trevor Lawrence. insurance, and he's got a freaking cannon. And they've got big-time skill position players. But they've played, you know, let's be honest, other than Louisville, it's been, you know, it's been the patty case. But Alabama, and that's the reason, by the way, Arkansas and Georgia will be a noon start, Carl, on October 2nd, because Alabama and Ole Miss will be at Bryant and Denny with Nestler and the guys, and that's at the CBS 3:30 game. So, again, it was confirmed yesterday that Arkansas-Georgia is noon.
Ole Miss will score. I just don't know if they'll stop them. And that's always kind of the deal with Lane Kiffin being the offensive genius. He is an offensive genius. Everywhere he's been, guys, he's done this. Everywhere he goes, they put up points. So,
But it may be interesting to see. That's one of the
it will be.
You know, big games coming up the next couple of weeks. I'm looking forward to seeing.
I totally agree, man. And, you know, as far as...
And by the way, if you could take Texas A&M's defense and Ole Miss's offense, you'd have a team that could beat Alabama, right?
Combined, absolutely.
but that's not the way it works. Alabama's going to beat both of them.
Yeah, I think so. I just, you know, and by how much? Because that's another thing, Mike. What if Ole Miss hangs like Florida? And it's a much better game than what you expected. Do you give Ole Miss more respect and say, all right, you know what? That's a much better team than we thought they would. Right. That's what a lot of people think about Florida. Now, I just gave that list out of my five teams and saying, these are the people that have impressed me so far. But somebody has already hit me up and said, yeah, but what about Florida? Okay. Florida's got to beat Georgia, okay, the East.
But it looks like a tougher game now. We thought that two-headed monster quarterback was going to be their undoing. Maybe not the case.
Yes, they've got to beat Georgia. But remember now, they still have an L. That Alabama loss doesn't go away. Mm. But if they beat Georgia, okay, then they've got a path to getting a rematch, which is what Dan Mullen talked about, with Alabama. But again, I got to see that. I still think the Dogs are more talented across the defensive front and all the things that they're doing right now. I mean, you talk about the point differential. Over three games, it's 83 right. points for the Dogs.
And I know it's ancient history, but Ole Miss did have back-to-back wins against Alabama, Carl. And, you know, going back when Hugh Freeze really had things cooking, 14-15, yep. you know, so yeah, 6 years ago. But, you know, that's the time when, you know, Ole Miss, remember, it was like, could you imagine Miss State and Ole Miss and Miss State, of course, with Dak, both those teams being in the top 10, let alone the top 5? You know, that's when, you know, so it just shows you that's, we're waiting to see A&M do what those guys have done, but I'm still not sold that Jimbo can do it at A&M. The way that Freeze did it, or the way that even Dan Mullen did it at Miss State.
No, it's a valid point. Here's the thing, though, guys. It's three SEC teams. And
yes.
two will evolve and the cream will rise. But we're 3 weeks in, and I'm already telling you, the three best teams in the country, I think, are three SEC teams. Now, Oregon's going to have a chance again to do something there, and so will Penn State after their big win against Auburn. But that was a big win. Because, again, we always talk about the SEC and blah, blah, blah. It's a great game, but at the end of the day, Penn State, they were able to beat Auburn at home, wide out. It was great. But, Mike, I want to see how they maneuver the rest of their season.
Well, the big game coming up for them is the week after Ole Miss plays Alabama. That is the Penn State-Iowa Hawkeyes game. And I got to be honest with you, with Kirk Ferentz, I feel like he's one of those guys, just pat on the head. Good for you, coach, top five. And go get your two losses, and we'll see you in a nice bowl. Maybe you go to the Outback Bowl, or maybe you take him to the Citrus Bowl. But Iowa's a team that's very physical. They think that means like they handle Iowa State and they won the Cy-Hawk Trophy and all that. But and they won 34-6, 21-17. They beat Indiana, who was everybody's darling last year. But Iowa's another team, which I mean, we don't respect right now, but rubber will hit the road against Penn State. We'll see what it's all about. It's at home, by the way.
Yeah. I do think Oregon is the Pac-12's best shot to get in this year's college football playoff. We know it's not happened. This is their best shot. And the encouraging thing about this is if you don't buy Oregon, again, they did it. All right. They went to Ohio State and won without their best defensive player, maybe the best player in the country.
Yeah, and two of their best. They had a linebacker and a defensive end that were out in that game. You're right.
So, with that said, we'll see where it goes. Let's talk about the Dogs here briefly because I want you to hear what Coach had to say about JT's status for Vandy. It is at Vandy this weekend. Kirby talked about JT Daniels.
Played with a high efficiency. Still a couple decisions there that on boots and nakeds where he's got to make better decisions with the ball. But you can't argue with how he played on third down. He was efficient with the ball, made good decisions. The one pick was late, but he did some good things. So, again, it'll be based on day-to-day, how we practice and how guys practice in practice. Practice matters.
True. Can't argue with that, Carl.
Well, if it matters, then if he's being the best guy at practice, then why are you pulling him?
But is he healthy?
Well, if he's healthy, play him. If he's not healthy, don't play him. Right. But don't play him and then don't play him.
But the idea, and again, we talked about this earlier, but there was no reason to put Stetson Bennett in that game. Everyone knows what Stetson Bennett is, and he's a good guy to have. He's a good tool to have in the toolbox, right? He's reliable. There's a ceiling there. But if you felt JT Daniels wasn't 100%, then start Stetson Bennett. But why were you rotating them in? And then Bennett comes in and throws the pick, as we said earlier. What little chance South Carolina had, they only were able to get a field goal out of it. But it doesn't make sense. It's almost like you're too cute if you're Kirby. You're overthinking it. Let JT Daniels get the reps, and then by the time the lead is so insurmountable, then you can throw Stetson Bennett in there as a human victory cigar, right?
Kirby talked about the balance, Mike, between run and pass. This is what I want to see more of, mm-hmm. just because I think it'll matter at the end of the year. It may not matter against Vandy. Right. It might not have mattered last week or against UAB. But it's going to matter if you have to play A&M or Alabama or Oregon, some of these teams we're talking about, because, again, you're going to have to run the football more effectively. Listen to Kirby.
I don't know. Yeah, I think it's definitely that. It's not we're taking what they give us. I think we're just better right now. Timing, throwing the ball, spacing in routes. And I actually thought we ran the ball better tonight. I mean, I don't know. We rushed for 184. It didn't seem like a struggle to run it as much as it did against UAB. So statistically, I was proud of our ability to run the ball. I thought our backs made some people miss. So I'm not down on the run game tonight. I thought we improved there.
Those backs, though, should be running for 230, 250.
Yeah, well, this was something we kind of take for granted. You just assume that Georgia's going to have the big-time running backs, which they do, but I think everybody likes Milton. Everybody, you know, we know what we have with Zamir White. And I think you just laid it out there. You said to beat those elite teams. How did Florida stay so close and almost beat Alabama?
Because they were able
to run the football at them, and Georgia's going to have to. And it's funny. It's one of those things you just assume is going to happen and evolve, but that's going to have to get a little bit. And maybe that's a byproduct of all the turnover and guys moving and changing positions at offensive line.
All right, we're talking about college football, guys. We're going to talk with Joe Patrick coming up. I do want to address this, though, Mike. So we've said Clemson is the best team in the ACC for the past, I don't know, 6 years. Mm-hmm. Are they still the best team in the ACC, even with their offensive struggles? And if they are, they good enough to get to the college football playoff, Mike? I don't see it this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like they're Clemsoning, but there's a level of expectations now that you're just punching their ticket just the way we talk about Alabama, we talk about Clemson with Dabo. But, you know, losing the way they did to Ohio State, they actually beat Alabama twice. We know all that. But, you know, last year and then the way they started the season – North Carolina, they've got to be killing themselves for losing to Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech went into Morgantown and got beat badly by West Virginia. I don't know how North Carolina came out so flat. I get it. The crowd was going bananas at Lane Stadium, Metallica, Enter Sandman, the whole thing. But this is the year that Carolina was supposed to step up to the plate, right?
Yeah.
And maybe they will get their chance. But something is not right with DJ Uiagalelei or in that offense. It looks nothing like the offenses that Clemson fans were used to saying. And maybe there was a degree of hubris. How many Clemson fans were lighting us up the last 2 years? Well, DJ is going to be better than Trevor Lawrence. Easy, Tiger. Easy.
He's yet to throw for 200 yards. And wait for it. They've thrown one touchdown pass all season.
Wow.
And
it came
against South Carolina State.
Oof. Dog Report, as we said, brought to you by our buddies at Brightbox. As we mentioned, Tyke Smith, Darnell Washington, George Pickens, all nearing return, Carl. Pickens was seen catching passes according to Dog Nation, but still, you know, waiting for that clarification from the coaching staff. And hey, remember you and I were talking about the game? We thought we had that parlay against Vandy. I looked it up. It was 2013. That was the first year we had the targeting calls, Carl. It was a game. Drew got ejected, and Ramique Wilson got popped for targeting as well. They lost to Vandy at home. And we and I were talking about bad beats in football. Yeah. That was a bad beat for Georgia fans. It was one of those years where that targeting is a stupid rule, and it still is a stupid rule.
I remember that bad beat. Joe Patrick's on the way, brought to you by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. We're talking Braves next. It is Dukes and Bell coming up 5 o'clock hour Falcon Report. And if you're just joining the show, you want to stick around to find out what we're talking about. Very interesting thoughts about the Falcons and the organization. And we'll get into that coming up as part of our Falcon Report. But right now, let's talk some Braves, because the Braves get a big win last night. We got to keep these wins coming. And Joe is our Braves insider. He is Joe Patrick, guys, brought to you by our friends at Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. Guy talks on the way in about 20 minutes. But, Joe, let's talk about what you saw last night, because it was an offensive explosion.
It was. You know, that was exactly the kind of game the Braves needed to keep the momentum going from the good win that they had to close out the series against the Giants. Because let's face it, before that, it was pretty bleak. And I think a lot of us myself included, were getting worried. And I think, you know, for myself, it's like I have come to the realization that this thing is going to come down to the wire. But you got to be happy with the way that the team kind of got that series started last night, especially as you mentioned, Carl, getting the bats going was super important because it's been a struggle because you've been playing some good teams here recently. So it was really great to see. And it wasn't necessarily all down to the home run balls, although obviously Adam Duvall hit that mammoth shot. It was a lot of doubles. It was a lot of, you know, just good contact from guys up and down the order. So I think that win gives this team a good platform to go ahead and, you know, win this series that they really need to win and beat up on these teams like the Diamondbacks, who they really should be beating up on if they want to win this division.
Braves win, 11-4. Meanwhile, the Phillies fall to the Orioles, as both of these teams are playing the worst teams in baseball. So the magic number is 11 going into tonight's action. I mentioned to Carl earlier, Joe, that the only thing, if there was gives you pause, is Hinoa only going four innings last night. And he did strike out two, walk two, but the pitch count just ballooned almost immediately, and then it was the rest of the bullpen. So I'd love to see these guys go six or seven, but what's your appraisal of Hinoa right now?
Yeah, the start last night was similar to me as the one he had made before that, although not quite as good as the one before that. But in general, it's just kind of the bugaboo that he has, where it's, you know, he has got really good stuff. You know, you can see it when he's out there, but he just has a tendency to get these pitch counts ramped up because, you know, he throws a lot of breaking balls off the plate. And that's just kind of the style that he is. So you hope that as he gets older, he will be able to develop some efficiency. I know that that's something that Max Fried has really worked on. I think that that's a big difference between who he is now versus the pitcher he was two or three years ago. And it's easy to forget that Oscar Yanoa is still in his early 20s. I mean, the guy is very, very young, younger than a lot of Braves prospects that we've been seeing, whether, you know, I'm talking about the Kyle Wrights, the Bryce Wilson, who's now in Pittsburgh, you know, these kinds of guys. Well, Oscar Yanoa is considerably much younger than them. So I think that he has a lot of growth to do as a starting pitcher, but, you know, I like what I see out of him. It will just be interesting to see how he is able to make, you know, his next couple starts before, you know, this team potentially being in the playoffs, because obviously he's going to be wanting to pitch in the playoffs, and the team will, of course, want him to be in as good a form as possible, because if you do have Wascar Yanoa pitching at his optimal level, then he is absolutely one of this team's probably three best starting pitchers.
Hold on, Joe. Adam Duvall's home run just passed my house. It just passed my house right now. That thing is still going. He crushed that ball last night. How surprised are you at the season he has had since being acquired by our Braves?
That was absolutely insane. I'm just watching that ball travel on TV, you know, it was just, and just to see where it landed, your eye just isn't used to the ball going all the way back to where it was. And he admitted after the game, it was pretty funny, you know, just with reporters talking to him. He was like, yeah, that's about as much as I got, guys. that's about it. But, you know, it's funny. He compared it to, like, you know, hitting the perfect drive, you know, on a golf course, where it's just like you just absolutely pure it. You feel nothing. You're in a perfect position at impact to just get maximum power. And that's just kind of the dream, right, for any baseball player, obviously. So, yeah, I mean, Adam Duvall has been incredible. And if you look back at his stats, I mean, it is absolutely insane what he's done over the last few years, because it's easy to forget that in 2019, of course, he came to the Braves in 2018 and really struggled when he came over in the trade from Cincinnati. And so in 2019, he started in the minor leagues, and he was in AAA. And he and Austin Riley were both kind of going off at the beginning of that season. Of course, Austin Riley then gets the call up in, what, mid-May. Team kind of goes on a tear there. But Adam Duvall just kept it going in AAA. He ended up hitting over 40 homers that year when you combine his AAA homers with his major league homers. And then, of course, he had an amazing year last year with a ton of power. I think the Braves got an absolute steal with this trade against with the Marlins, because I think, you know, he's a completely different player than I think what a lot of people assume that he is. I feel like he still is considered as the player that he was when he was with Cincinnati, where he was just kind of a, you know, he was almost more of like a you know, just like one of those sluggers who might hit a bunch of homers, but is not really going to be super valuable for the team. Mm-hmm. But I think that what he's showing with the Braves, obviously what he's showing offensively is super impressive, but also he's been a savior out in the outfield just for his defensive versatility and been able to lock down that starting center field spot that allows even more, you know, good batters to hit when you can plug them into those corner outfield spots. So you can't say enough good things about what Adam Duvall has done.
That's a good point, man. It's our man, Joe Patrick, brought to you by Jersey Mike's, guys. Be a sub above. Throw the app on your phone. Take advantage of all sorts of great deals. All right, I was saying to Carl earlier, and I want to make sure I had it right, and I was right. Dansby is struggling right now. He is, Carl, 6 for 55 for the month of September. So can he get it back on track? I heard the guys on a broadcast last night mentioning also Ozzy. They'd like to see more of an uptick. Just a thing, or just no way Dansby could have played at the clip that everybody did back in August? What's your evaluation?
My evaluation is that, you know, you're spot on. Obviously, he's struggling pretty mightily right now, and that those numbers that you share just bear that out. But I also think that he is the kind of player, and he has shown this throughout his career, that he can kind of bust out of these slumps at any given moment. And you don't know when it's going to come. I don't know if it will come by the time the season ends, by the time, you know, the postseason rolls around. But, you know, it's possible. It's possible that he could. And you know, to be perfectly honest, it's not like anybody's going to come in and take his job. So I think that we could just hope that he does turn it around. But I would say, you know, the way I think about this is he's just a streaky guy. And I think Ozzie Albies is the same way. You know, both of these guys seem to go through, you know, their slumps, but also their hot streaks. And that could work out in the Braves' favor if they're able to kind of get through this and those guys do kind of get hot by the time the playoffs roll around. Of course, it's always harder to hit in the playoffs because you're pitching against higher quality opponents and higher quality pitchers. But, you know, I do think that he has the potential to bust out of it. The thing you got to look out for with Dansby Swanson is he hitting the ball the other way? That's always the indicator for him as to whether he's going to start get it going is, can he hit the ball the other way? Can he hit the ball into that kind of opposite field power alley for those doubles? Usually when those start to come, the homers start to come, the power starts to come, it all starts to come around for him. So that's the thing I would watch out for with Dansby Swanson.
So Luke Jackson is back. I guess he was on, what, paternity leave or, you know, away? Yeah. So he comes back, and I just bring this up to say he's been one of the best relievers. I know we're skewed, excuse me, with talking about Luke. But his numbers scream that he's been one of the best guys, if not the best guys, out of the bullpen. And I only bring that up to say now he's back and, you know, you can get him back out there in the rotation, which I think will help. But isn't that kind of crazy how we view him, but what he's actually done?
It is. Sometimes when you're so close to the situation, you kind of lose your perspective or the proper perspective to have. Because, you know, you become emotional about it, or for whatever reason, you have a bias come about. But I mean, he has been absolutely incredible this year for the Braves. And I got to say, in 2019, he was actually really, really good. And he was terribly unlucky that year. I mean, I felt like he gave up an infield single on the ground, like every single inning he was out there. But the breaking ball has really been a revelation for him since he's come to the Braves from the Rangers. You know, that slider that he's got is just an absolute weapon for him. And, you know, the problem has been when guys are able to time up his fastball and be able to predict when the fastball's coming. But as long as if he can throw that slider, I mean, his teammates call him your friendly everyday slider man, because he can just throw that one pitch over and over and it gets guys out of the major league level. And that's just, you know, that's just a natural talent that you have. So hopefully he can come, you know, back and just be as good as he's been, you know, and that will really help. I know it says something a lot about him and maybe about Will Smith that I'm actually hearing Braves fans now legitimately say Luke Jackson should be the closer for this team, because I think you know, people are obviously fed up with what they've seen from Will Smith lately, but that's another conversation.
No, man. I mean, you know, Matzik's a guy, and we've talked to you about this before. Joe Patrick's with this guy. It's brought to you by Jersey Mike's, our Brave Insider, that, you know, why not go with Matzik, but they don't want to overturn the apple cart. I stayed up last night because I'm a glutton for punishment. Richard Rodriguez up in the strike zone. I told Carl, Glavin's like, get it down. Everything's like belt high. Like, Carl, I tell you, every pitch was hard hit last night. It was. So I guess it's a bullpen start tonight then, Jesse Chavez, as you said?
Yep. All Jesse right. Chavez will be getting the start, and they'll have pretty much their whole assortment of bullpen arms. Most of them will be ready to go tonight, so hopefully they can get it done.
Carl, from wanting a six-man rotation to a bullpen start in Arizona.
There it is. Joe Patrick, thanks so much. We'll hopefully keep these W's going. We'll talk to you next week, my man.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. One more, literally one more week of the regular season, and then, you know, we got the playoffs 1st of October. Let's just hope we're in those playoffs. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. Coming up, we got some guy talk. Mike, what are we talking about?
Well, I got a couple of things for you. I talked to some Delta men, Carl, and they explained to me why that USC plane landed on its tuchus in Idaho. I'll break it down. I've got the schematics. Hey, man, what about spending $55 million to go to outer space with Elon Musk's SpaceX? But to take a number two is kind of an issue, Carl, and the food ain't great. We'll explain all that. And MLS has just made a major announcement. Some are saying it's a really stupid idea. We'll explain.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's time for fun. It's time for guy talk.
Yes! Never mind.
It's time for shenanigans.
Yeah, man, as we like to say, on a Tuesday, it is a Dukes and Bell, man, some guy talk brought to you by our buddies at Hoots Wings, Chicken Wings, and other things, three locations around Metro Atlanta. Get your wings on, man, buffalo shrimp, fried pickles, and, of course, Dukes and Bell, Hey Man Ale. By the way, our buddies at Oconee, they announced only a few more weeks, Carl, now that the first day of fall is here, that you can get our watermelon lime. They don't bring it back till March.
I know.
You got to find our watermelon lime and hoard it. I know I am.
Got to do it.
I'm a watermelon lime hoarder.
Got to do it. I know, man. It's so good, so tasty. I hate to say that, you know, you won't be able to get it till March, but if you missed out, and maybe you did, then you got to wait on it. So I'm with Mike. Go find it. And I have seen it, Mike, in a couple of places. I was just out at Bullets or somewhere. Where was I? I think. And I saw just maybe 4, 5, 6 packs
right.
That they had left. And so I was like, is this all you've got? And the guy was like, that's all we've got. I was like, okay.
Hey, I know on the south side, Kedron does a nice job. Kedron World of Beverage and Cheers right for just down the street, by the way, here in Peachtree City where I live. You can go get it on, man. But again, go to Oconee Brewing and find out, or just ask your guys, get it, please. Please, mister, get the Hey Man Ale. But you can find it for sure at Hoots Wings, three locations around Metro Atlanta, Hoots Wings, Chicken Wings, and other things. All right, buddy, you and I yesterday spent some time time talking about the USC plane that landed in a small airport in Idaho.
Yeah.
Because that's the closest place to Pullman, Washington, which shows you how middle of freaking nowhere Pullman, Washington is. But USC football coaches and players and staff got a scare because they're on a plane. All of a sudden, all of a sudden the plane goes nose up. Well, I just happen to have a neighbor who lives right across the street, and he got back to me because he was actually working at Delta, and he explained what the story is on this deal. There's a pole, Carl, which you're supposed to have for that type of 737. And it's either going to be shipped by the airline to the little airport so they've got it, or they just throw it in the baggage, and then they can just take this thing out and then basically stick the kickstand on the back of the plane.
Okay.
So the plane doesn't tip over. So anyway, it's like a big pogo stick. So thanks to my neighbor Mike, his buddy Fred, Craig, who works down at Delta, we only fly Delta jets on Dukes and Bell, sent the photo. So there's only a handful of the kind of aircraft. So remember when you first saw the story, you're like, how the hell did that happen? There's a stick, basically. It's like a pogo stick, and you stick it on the back of the plane because when everybody goes off the front of the plane, the weight shifts. So that's
right.
Why. And okay. So that's what happened. So apparently they did not have that stick.
Listen, I learn something new every day, right? I mean, I did not know that. I don't think most people think about that when they're flying or if you've been in that situation. But, yeah, I was wondering, how the hell did that happen?
Well, I mean, you know how Dylan, thanks to my buddy Mike. He's the guy who helped me. When I say helped me, he cut down the tree. I just watched. But he's a guy that does maintenance over at Delta. But it's not like the pilot's going to be like,
all right, folks, we're going to taxi on in here to, we're at C-35. And just 1 second, we're going to get the pogo stick out of the back and stick
no,
that
you
on
never
the back
hear that.
Of the plane.
No, cause you it never
sounds,
hear that.
Sounds like, what is this? What the hell's going on? You know, it's like, we're going to spin those rubber bands real tight before we hit the takeoff. just, you know, it's like, and no, you can't use a broomstick or anything. But anyway, now you know, if you didn't know, now you know what a tail stand is in airplanes. I, you know me, I'm a nut for this kind of aviation stuff. Speaking of which, you and I love space travel, and we were talking a lot about the billionaires battling to get to the to outer space. And obviously, Elon Musk has got the high ground, literally and figuratively. So guess what? Now that folks came back from the SpaceX trip to much higher than where Bezos is, higher than even the International Space Station, what do you think the biggest beef was about the flight, the 3 days in space?
Food?
Yes, food was one of them. $55 million per head people pay to go do this. And they said, well, first thing was the toilets, and then the food came in second. First off, I'll tell you about the toilets. Definitely upgraded the toilets. So we had some challenges with this flight, Elon Musk said in a tweet yesterday. So it's pretty cool, though, when you are making a number two, Carl, as they say in England, it's a loo with a view. Apparently, the bathroom is located in the ceiling. You know, you can't have it's your weightless. So, you know, go figure which way is up. But the bathroom is in the ceiling, and you got an all-glass dome. So you're basically dropping a dookie, and you're looking at the Earth with a 360-degree view and the stars and the whole shebang. How cool.
Well, that's a dump I want to take, Mike.
Me too. I was going to say. I mean, hook my nozzle up to that little thing, and let's rock and roll, man.
That's a view you don't get to see every day.
That's what I'd say. I mean, who needs a book, right, when you got that? Elon Musk says that the next trip will include a small oven so the crew can heat up food because the Inspiration 4 crew munched on cold pizza during his trip. So $55 million. The good news is you've got a view that only the astronauts have ever seen, but you got to eat cold pizza for 3 days. And then, and apparently the toilet needs some work as well.
Listen, they're going to fix the toilet, right? I mean, yes. They have to. But I would do that, man, for just to say I did that.
Right.
We were talking about this, and I was like, I wouldn't spend my own money, but – okay, they made it back. I feel okay about it, you know?
Right. Hey, man, so
can
that's...
Can I real quick double down on toilet stories for the day, boys?
Go right ahead, Chris.
So Steve Ballmer, the eccentric billionaire owner of the Clippers, is building his team a new stadium.
Yeah.
In that new stadium, he vowed to not have extensive waits for bathrooms and food. He said he will get a toilet for every 27 people to enter his building. And that means the new Clipper Stadium will have 1,000 toilets.
All right,
inside.
Now you're going to have to get a lot of plumbing to make that work. I think we got to. Carl, you better talk to some pipe fitters and some of the guys at the union. I'm not sure that's going to fly. You got to get the
lot.
Codes. Remember, every time there's a new stadium, they'll hire college kids. All right, we're going to do the group flush all at once to make sure we can handle all the pressure. But that's Ballmer's onto something. I will say this: when you go to a soccer game on Wednesday nights at Mercedes-Benz, there's no line for anything, bathrooms or for the bar. I did. And Saturday was a great crowd, by the way. And we also had international soccer officials that were out there to see what's going on. We mentioned yesterday it could be a site for a big game for the World Cup. Well, here's something that happened today. MLS, Major League Soccer, and the Mexican League, MX, like Dos Equis, MX, they're hooking up. We're going to take a month off starting in 2023 for the MLS Liga MX Club Cup thing. And just real quick, you and I have bellyached if there's one thing we don't like about American soccer is we play through the World Cup. Every international window, we lose our best players. And now we're going to stop the season for a month while everybody in the Mexican League plays everybody in the MLS. I don't know. I would do it more concurrently and just make it the top teams. What do you think?
I agree. This is it's a great idea. I don't like the stoppage of play.
Right.
I just don't. But yeah, make it the top teams. Listen,
maybe it like the Champions League, make it the four. Yeah. You want to expand it, make it five best Mexican teams. Five. They definitely saw something from the All-Star game with us playing the Mexican All-Stars. There's synergy there. Soccer fan. It makes sense. I don't like stopping the league for a month. It's bad enough. We got to do all these, you know, stops and starts. I don't like that.
No, I don't either. That part, I agree with you. I mean, how to make this better. Maybe this is a starting point, Mike, and maybe we get to that where it's, you know, that's what it becomes. But here's something that is uniquely going to impact MLS and La Liga. And I think from that standpoint, to your point, fans reacted. And I think they saw that and said, hey, how can we capitalize on this even more? All right. Listen, we want to win trophies. I get it. We want to be involved in big events like this. But right. Is this the best way, and does it help your league?
And I get it. You got the U.S. Open Cup. Look, in England, they find a way to do all these things simultaneously, right? You can have the Champions League. You can have your the old FA Cup. You can do all that at once. I just don't like, you know, yeah, I get it. You can't play three games in a week, but, you know, we were kind of do two games a week almost on a regular basis anyway. Yeah, we'll see. A work in progress, but the announcement, we'll get more from Jason Longshore and Mike Conte. They know more about this than we do. Hey, man, let's hit the closing bell. See if we made any money today on Wall Street. It's been a bad month. A bad month. And a market rebound attempt fails as Dow closes in the red today, says CNBC. Dow Jones down 50 and change. S&P was down 4. NASDAQ was up 32. Don't look at your 401k today. Just give it a rest. Hey, man, the closing bell is brought to you by Alliance Tax Solutions. If the IRS is making your life a living hell, get the pros on the job based right here in Atlanta. Don't live in fear of going to the mailbox, but enough about me in the 90s. Forget the dudes on your side that can fix the case. It's Alliance Tax Solutions. Birthdays today, a bunch of big ones for the September 21st. I think we got some game winner ideas here. Bill Murray turned 71 today.
Yeah, I just recently saw he's got like a golf clothing line out.
Yes.
And I saw this commercial for it. And I was like, oh, wow. But man, he's starting to look his age, isn't he?
Yeah, but okay. You know what? He's lived his best life.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You know, and those stories everyone tells about running into him in Charleston or wherever, just, you know, I think one of everybody's favorite guys. We talked about Gronk last night on the Peyton Manning. Oh, by the way, I meant to play this. Do I got time, Chris, or I got a jet? I got time. We mentioned when Squid Billy did Yeah Man, No Man, Bill Murray made me think of Gronk, guys you'd want to have a beer with, which maybe could be tonight's game winner. Gronk was on with the Manning brothers last night on the ESPN, whatever it was, 2, and they were talking about breaking down film. It's pretty funny. Take a listen.
Well, first off, my teammate Cam Brate just asked me the other day. He goes, Rob, I have a serious question. He goes, do you ever watch film? And I said, no. I don't. I just run by guys. If I'm feeling good, I'm feeling good.
He also went on to say that Tom Brady breaks down over 40 hours of film a week, so he just goes to Brady and says, yo, Tom, who's covering me?
Yeah.
So just even more reason to like this big goofball. I love that guy.
It's funny. You know, technology has changed a lot of this. I don't know if 25, 30 years ago guys would have been able to do this, Mike, but right. with the pads now and the technology – you could watch, you know, 6 games in 30 minutes right. with all their best plays. It's not as hard as it used to be.
But why make it hard for yourself? That's why you let Tom Brady tell you what you got to do. It's a good formula for Gronk. Hey, man, Stephen King is 74 today. Some amazing books, some not so great, but Stephen King, one of the most prolific authors in American history, 74. Liam Gallagher, that's the singer of Oasis, is 49. Really cool documentary on them, which has been out the last couple of weeks. I think it's either Showtime or Stars. Alfonso Ribeiro is 50, Carl. Do the Carlton.
That's right. Hey, he's also hosting America's Funniest Something videos or whatever.
Hey, man, he's making it work. He's grinded a career. He sang the anthem at the IndyCar race in California the other day. Richard Childress is 76, speaking of racing. Artis Gilmore is 72 today. What a stud.
Yeah. I mean, he had the big afro. He was a tough dude, too.
Big time game. Faith Hill is 54 today. Jason Derulo is 32.
Jason Derulo!
He's pretty. Dave Coulier, Uncle Joey on Full House. Who knew? He made Alanis Morissette's life a living hell. All those songs written about him. He's 62 today. Were you thinking of me when you? Hey, H.G. Wells, The War of the Worlds, and a guy that really had a pulse on what was going to happen in our world. He was born today. Larry Hagman, J.R. on Dallas, and Leonard Cohen for you super hipsters. All born today, Carl.
Who shot J.R.? All right, man, we're coming back. We're going to get to the Falcon Report. And if you're driving around right now and you're going, what are you guys going to talk about? You want to stay right there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.